Blog Talk Radio.
Meaning everything.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. I'm Deacon Avia, and before prayer, I would please like to ask everyone to make sure that your phones are on mute. And at this time, could you please bow your heads in prayer? Dear God, your people are listening. We are ready for social change. We are ready for equality. We thank you for hearing the cries for justice. Too many have suffered from the hands of police brutality. People from all walks of life and colors are uniting for a very important cause. We ask that you continue to lead and guide this process. We thank you for the ability to peacefully protest and make positive change. It is through Christ that all things are possible. We love, honor, and respect you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Pavilion of God would like to welcome everyone this morning. We pray that you are blessed by today's service and that you will continue to worship with us in the upcoming week. At this time is our concerns, affirmations, and celebrations. We would like to continue to pray for the Bass family. We'd like to pray for the Black Lives Matter movement. We are praying for the coronavirus pandemic and healing for many grieving families and loved ones. We're continuing to pray for Kaniqua James and Michaela, who is in Jamaica, who is being challenged with sickle cell anemia. Our affirmations: and prosperity for Daisy Hannah, who is in New Jersey. Health and prosperity for Carol Meikle, who lives in New York. Health and prosperity for all of the young adults who are in our congregation. Our celebrations are June birthdays. June 11th is Quinnell Bass. June 16th, Delonte Goldston. And June 19th, Kiara James. At this time, I'd like to ask that you have a pen and paper handy, because I will be giving out a number of things that you might want to, numbers and information that you might want to jot down for future reference for today and moving forward. Our prayer line is on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 12 p.m. for you to share your prayer concerns. The number to call in is 701-801-1220, and the access code is 509-296-035, followed by the pound sign. Also, we meet on Blog Talk Radio for prayer meetings on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., and that number is the same number that you dialed in this morning, which is 845-277-9346. Also, your offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at P.O. Box 29464, Washington, D.C., 20017. You may also use PayPal, which is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com. Or you may use Cash App, which is the $ Pavilion of God. If you need to contact Reverend Alethea, she can be reached at 202-365-2842, or you may email her at revalethea@gmail.com. And at this time, you may unmute if you have any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations.
Good morning. This is Daisy. I wanted to put on the prayer list a dear friend. Her name is Vivian Guyton, and I've known her since I was 8 years old. So she has some health challenges, and I spoke to her last night and this morning and told her I was putting her on our Pavilion of God prayer list.
Thank you, Daisy. Thank you very much. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations?
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Good morning. I'd like to affirm health for Michaela. She's doing a little better this morning than she was for some time now. So I just want to give God thanks for his grace and mercies. And I'm also asking for prayer for my niece, Antonita Connor. She is still fighting the coronavirus. And for all who have the coronavirus, and help also for the demonstrators. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations?
Yeah, this is Warren.
Good morning, and Warren.
I'd like to continue for prayer for my niece, Tia, in New Jersey.
All right. Thank you, Warren. We're continuing to pray for her. Thank you. Any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations at this time?
Praise the Lord and good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, sister.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Daryl, I think you can go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. God bless y'all. Just want to affirm and celebrate the love that was shared on yesterday. Baba Gordon and Dr. Pat, as well as Baba Herman, blessed my niece, amen, and with a lot of items for her apartment. So we spent some time on yesterday taking a bunch of stuff, a bunch of good stuff over to her apartment, and walking up those three flights of steps. I want to affirm and celebrate also Brother Allen. Hallelujah. Bless his heart because he showed up and amen was there to help us get that done. And I just want to celebrate again and affirm Baba Charles Rev for looking at, hallelujah, for our congregation. Praise God, because they were effective in helping to get assistance for my niece. I want to mention prayers for that pastor in Loudoun County who lost her son in a drowning accident, in the name of Jesus. Just to mention her and pray for her in the name of Jesus, her strength and the whole family. I want to pray for all those that are frustrated and burdened dealing with the pandemic and also dealing with the scourge of racial injustice. And like Mama Carol said, praying for all of the protesters as well. I will pray for our president in the next and all of the authorities in the name of Jesus. For his God's grace in our midst. And prayers for Mama Gwinnell and all of our family at the Pavilion of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Any other concerns?
Yes. I would like to celebrate Andre's birthday tomorrow.
Okay. What is tomorrow? Is that June 8th?
Tomorrow will be the 8th, yes.
Okay, very good.
I would like to confirm the love and guidance of Reverend Alethea. She is talking with Michaela, and I think she is taking it in.
Okay.
She is responding, so, you know, it's just so wonderful that she's able to help her.
Amen.
I'm asking for a special blessing for her again, for Reverend Alethea and Baba Charles. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations?
Hi, yes, Minister. I just want to ask for prayer for all of you who are protesting at the BLM rally, in particular, our mayor. And I want to pray for health for all of us who are this part.
Thank you, Helene. I didn't mean to cut you off. I could barely hear you. I hope everyone else could hear you because I could barely hear you. It could be my connection.
I couldn't hear anything from there. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Helene, can you try that again, please? I'm just speaking a little louder.
Yeah. Is this better?
That's better. Much better. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know I have a new phone. So.
Okay.
No, I just wanna ask us to pray for all of us, who are protesting police brutality and who are actually on their feet representing their desire for a change in our society. We're clearly witnessing a pivotal moment in history. And for the young people particularly who are out there basically protesting for their life.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations at this time?
Avia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is Daisy. I wanted to also say thank the older people demonstrating also for the rights, and that's really serious. And that 75-year-old man brutally pushed in Buffalo, New York. So they're like wonderful, a lot of young people, and they're risking their lives, but there's also elderly people out there demonstrating against this racial inequities. So I just wanted
Absolutely.
To call out that group, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Dady. That's very important. I have seen several seniors on TV who are out there. So you're right. We're recognizing everyone from our babies to our seniors. Absolutely. Thank you, Daisy. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations? And if there is not, I would ask that you please put your phones back on mute. Please put your phones back on mute. And we will have the prayers of the people from none other than our very own Deacon Charles Withers.
Good morning, all. Good morning, family. I invite you to still yourself, to sit still, and close your eyes. And just feel your heartbeat. We thank you, God, for the joy you give us in and through Jesus Christ. We thank you for your people. We thank you, dear God, for letting us know that we are all connected. From the Pacific to the Atlantic, to all parts of the world. You are the one and true living God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, dear God, for the peace that you give us. When we don't have the answer, so often is that we're not listening. We're thinking about something else and not about you. God, you heard the cry and the celebration for the new day. Not yesterday do we remember. Yes, we do remember yesterday, but we thank you for the day that you have given us this day. God, you've heard the cry and the affirmations and the blessings that those who have shared. And you've also heard those prayers that were not spoken. We thank you, dear God, for being with us in the midst of the protest. We pray for those who have been the afflictors, and we thank you those for eyes are opening now, because we walk by faith and not by sight. When we heard yesterday, Lord, that the demonstrations were joyous in spite of the negative elements of our society today. We thank you for the sun and the rising of the sun, the new day. We ask ourselves, what brings me joy this day? We thank you for the light. You've heard all of our prayers, dear Lord.
Yes.
We pray for your love and guidance. It's not over, Lord. We know it's not over. But we thank you for leading us and guiding us along the way. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we just come humbly and ask you to continue to strengthen us. We thank you for us to be able to look and see our young babies walk and pray and ask for justice. We are your creations, Lord. We're your people. We thank you. When I look at the young people, the old people, all around the world, this is just not a concern that we come with for justice here in the United States. We pray for justice around the world. We thank you, dear God, for our spiritual teams within the Pavilion of God. We thank you for all of those other connections that we may have. We say a special prayer for those who are on the margin, not sure of what to do. We thank you, dear God, for your children, because it is our responsibility to carry your word, to share with others who may be lost. that one sheep is as important as the 99. We know we're not alone. Continue, dear God, to walk with us. This is your prayer of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Charles. And at this time, we will listen to a song called Grace. And after that, Reverend Alethea will bring the message.
I'm mighty grateful.
In the midst of the
of a national and international Black Lives Matter movement, a movement that is creating an insatiable hunger for justice, a movement that is as contagious as the coronavirus, a movement that is causing memories of the past injustices to haunt us and causing Black and brown people to risk health in the middle of a pandemic and join thousands protesting in the streets. This Communion Sunday, the Spirit of the Lord is pressing down on me to hear your voices. God is asking me to slow down and invite you to speak. You know that's our way at the Pavilion. We don't need to change our way because of the platform that we're using for worship. But the true platform is the platform of the heart and the spirit. So I'm going to ask you to unmute your phone. If you can just share for a minute, how are you doing? How are you doing?
This is Carol.
God bless you, Carol.
And this morning I can say, thank God, I'm doing fine. I may have a little headache. I went to the doctor. I did an MRI. I went back for the results. So he say he's not going to give me injections. He's sending me to physical therapy. But the wrist show that it was broken. I may have fell on it and broke it. To how it break, he say I fell on it, but thank God I can still use it.
Amen.
And I think that's great. Thank you.
That's a lesson right
Amen.
There.
Yeah. Amen. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we break things and don't know what is broken or when we broke it.
Yes.
But God heals us nevertheless. Amen, amen. How are you doing? Someone else. Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
You know, we need to sometimes take our own pulse. We need to take our own pulse and share our pulse rate. How are you doing?
I'm grateful today. I'm doing grateful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am thanking God for the love of God. That from heart to heart and from breast to breast. I'm thanking God for the motivation that He moves in us is great. And great for the brothers and sisters in the Lord. The will of God and just for His Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Daryl. Minister Daryl. I think I heard Warren's voice in worship this morning. Warren, you want to tell us how you're doing?
I'm doing good. We're celebrating our new grand. And one of our other grandchildren, his birthday was yesterday. Sharif, he turned 14. So we're doing good out here in Texas. We're just it's a little hot, but I'd rather have that than some snow.
Amen, amen. All the way out in Texas. And Warren, you're being very nice when you say a little hot. It's always super hot in Texas.
Yeah, I'm being facetious. You guys
amen.
Have a blessed day.
God. Amen, amen. How are you doing? We need to hear from one another. Can we have one more to share? How doing?
I've got something else to say. Tomorrow will be Andre's birthday, and he's doing fine, and I just want to give God thanks, because I remember a few years ago when I could have lost him, but the prayer has been going up for him, and God was with him that morning. And I'm so grateful for the prayer of the Pavilion of God.
Amen.
Because it was you who was praying with me.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Andre is around today. And also for Trevor. Thank
Amen.
You, Pavilion of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. I care about how you're doing. I care about that. I hear your words. I feel your spirit. How you're doing matters to me. You matter to the Pavilion of God, each of you. And though we're not looking into each other's faces or holding each other's hands, we're connected. We're in communion. Communion literally means relationship. It means closeness. It means empathy. It means intimacy. We are in communion on this Communion Sunday. How you're doing matters to God. God isn't so busy running the universe that there's no time for you. God has time for your worries, your concerns, your doubts, your victories, your new grandchildren, your new children, the blessings that God gives you, the times when you say hallelujah, thank you for the grace of God. God hears your voice. You matter. Psalm 55, verse 22, we read, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer. You shall never suffer and be removed from him. In 1 Peter verse 5 and 7, we read, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. He cares for the new grandchildren, Warren. He cares for the broken hand, Carol. He cares for the warmth that we feel on our skin. He cares for the injustice that we suffer and the justice that we're seeking.
Hallelujah.
In Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, we read, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest. You will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Beloved, God tells us to cast our anxieties on him. You know, when we are troubled in mind or spirit, when we're troubled in our bodies, God is saying, cast those troubles upon him because God cares for you. God cares about you. God cares about your children and your grandchildren. You know, when we're separated from our children and our grandchildren and our loved ones, we need to know that God has them in his care. God cares about you in your job. God cares about you in your church. God cares about you. God cares that you have joy and strength. And yes, black and brown lives matter to God, and those unique circumstances that ties us to our blackness. God cares about those unique health conditions related to our ethnicity. God even cares about those social and economic disparities tied to our blackness. God cares.
Hallelujah.
And God is a burden bearer. God can handle it. You know, we say handle your business. God handles God's business, and that's us.
Hallelujah.
God cares.
Yes.
But you have to be poised and positioned to be in alignment with the will of God for your lives so that you can embrace the blessings that God gives. You are as important as the stars, the moon, and the sun in the heavens. As black people, we can't forget. We must hold in our minds and hearts how important we are. The world is saying something else, but we need to know as we're protesting that God has given us a voice and prominence in the universe.
Yes.
We can't forget who we are. We can't forget whose we are. For over 400 years, we've lived with the reality of a knee on our necks. We've been surviving. You know, surviving is a penultimate goal. The ultimate goal is living and thriving.
Hallelujah.
That's not my idea. It's the word of God in the Gospel of John. Jesus said that he came that we might have life.
Hallelujah.
Not just to survive, that we might have life and have it abundantly.
Yeah.
That we might live and thrive. This is the message that I needed to hear this morning. This is the message that I needed to hear this morning. I told you, I preach first to myself, and if you choose to listen in, may God bless you. May God open your hearts and minds, but I preach to myself first. God speaks to me so that I can speak to you.
Hallelujah.
You know, I've cried more in the last 7 days than I had in a year. I cried over the stories I heard from the protesters, my fears and concerns for you. I cried when Sidney Hill told me she was going to protest in Washington, D.C. I cried for Gwinnell when Tony made his transition from this life. I cried when I witnessed George Floyd's death, and I cried when I witnessed George Floyd's funeral and his family members shared their remembrances of George Floyd. I cried when they talked about him eating a banana and mayonnaise sandwich. I cried when they talked about drying clothes in the oven and always having room for one more in their apartment and one more at their table. I cried. I cried as his human story of poverty and promise was laid bare before the world.
Yeah.
I cried as I listened to Reverend Sharpton eulogize George Floyd. I listened as he said, it's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our neck. And then I cried when Reverend Sharpton asked the worshipers to stand in silence for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And when Reverend Sharpton told the worshipers to think about what George went through when he repeatedly cried out, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, and begged for his life for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Yes, yes.
I cried. And then Saturday morning, yesterday, I received a call informing me that one of my dear friends had made his transition from COVID-19. And yes, again, I cried. I have been crying old tears and, yes, new tears. The floodgates of my soul have been plied open by the pandemic and by the Black Lives Matter movement. Tears fall endlessly and soundlessly down my face, opening my memory to past challenges overcome and challenges that I succumbed to because of living in black skin. Albeit exhausted by my human frailty, I nevertheless remember that God counts our tears. God counts our tears. Think about that. Our tears matter to God Almighty. And I remembered that Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Jesus cried over the loss of his friend Lazarus, even though he knew that in mere moments Lazarus would be raised to life again. Yet Jesus wept. You see, beloved, Jesus models for us that sorrow is something that needs to be felt, lest we harden our hearts against the ability to feel and lose the ability for compassion and love and joy. You know, the same heart that feels sorrow feels joy. Grief is a part of life, even when we have faith. Grief is a part of life, but God has not designed grief as a dwelling place. Has not designed sorrow as our home. God has not designed sadness as a pillow, nor is fear, regret, doubt, anger, loss our blanket. The word of God says, woo, hallelujah, he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. The word of God says that he will wipe away not some tears, but every tear from our eyes. The word of God said, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Those who are crying as they're protesting will reap justice and have shouts of joy. So we need to be listening right now for the shouts of joy, for they are shouting out right now. I'm not crying this morning, beloved. I'm not crying this morning. I've got a smile on my face. You see, the Lord woke me up this morning and said, I have an assignment for you. The Lord said, I want you to stand. I want you to stand. I want you to put on the full armor of God with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. God said to me this morning, put on the breastplate of righteousness in this place and make sure your feet are fitted with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Then there was a pause, and then God continued to speak to me. He said, take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, and pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit. On this Communion Sunday, I want you to know that I'm standing. Hallelujah. I'm standing with a smile on my face this morning. Thank you for sharing how you're doing this morning. And I'm going to say, won't you stand with me? Put on the full armor of God with the belt of truth buckled around your waist this morning. Won't you put on the breastplate of righteousness? And won't you make sure that your feet are fitted with the gospel of peace this morning? I want you to listen, because I know God is asking you to put on the helmet of salvation and pick up the sword of the Spirit,
hallelujah,
which is the word of God. And I'm sure that God is asking you, and I'm asking you to pray in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Last week was Pentecost. The Holy Spirit descended upon us, and you can pray in the Spirit. I'm asking you to keep on praying for all of God's people.
Hallelujah.
Keep on praying for all of God's people, those who are protesting in the streets, those who are sitting at home, praying at home. I want you to pray for the people of God. I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you. Won't you please pray for me? That whenever I speak, that the words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
Yes.
Pray for me. Pray for me that God will use me. Pray that God will use you. Pray that God will use the pavilion of God. Pray that God will use the people of God to move from injustice to justice, from war to peace, that God will soften our hearts and enable us to cry, enable us to shout with joy, enable us to embrace the full blessings of God, and that we will move from survival to living and thriving. Won't you pray?
Hallelujah.
Won't you pray? Won't you pray that the mystery of the gospel will be revealed to the people of God? Beloved, this is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice. We can rejoice and definitely be glad in it. Be grateful. Be grateful.
Contribution by PayPal, and you can send it to pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or you can use Cash App, that Pavilion of God, or you could mail it to the Pavilion of God, P.O. Box 29464, Washington, D.C. 20017. We thank you and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Please bow your heads with me as we pray for our offering. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. God, I pray that you shower blessings, favor, and increases upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healing, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. God, I have nothing without. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, this is the time for communion. So to gather your bread and your juice. And now let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine are the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. You know, that prayer means more during this time of protest as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he blessed it and broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Minister Darrell, will you bless the bread?
Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your sacrifice. Hallelujah. For allowing your body to be broken. Hallelujah. For us, for becoming vulnerable, O God, and for putting yourself on the line for us.
Yes.
Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless this bread with your glory in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let us eat together. In the same way, Jesus took the cup, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant. As often as you drink of it, do so in remembrance of me." Minister Helene, will you bless the cup?
The blood, the wine, the water, all these things are giving us blessings. The blood that Jesus shed on behalf of each and every one of us is the blood that is coursing through each of our veins right now.
We are forever grateful, Lord Jesus, for this blood. This blood that's presented here, this blood that continues to pour, this blood that gives us life. We bless this wine. We bless this blood so that we can go on living on behalf of our God, our ever provider, our ever nurturer, our ever sustainer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let us drink together. Now, beloved, I invite you to seek a new relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I invite you to renew your faith. Jesus prays for us and calls us to be in unity with him and one another. Won't you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I need you, and I am humbly calling out to you. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing things my way. Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. If you prayed that prayer, amen, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I want you to know that you have a relationship with Jesus. I want you to know your relationship with Jesus is renewed and empowered today. If you're listening and you don't have a faith community, please know that the doors of the Pavilion of God are open to you. Amen. Amen and amen. On the full armor of God. I want you to go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen, amen,
amen, amen.
In the spirit of God, hug somebody.
Amen, amen, and amen. Have a very, 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 very blessed day. And don't forget to keep yourself clothed in the garments that God has given you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that lovely sermon.
Amen.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Amen.
Amen.